Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Thomas Edison said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to just try one more time." I had so many plans for my business this time last year. I wanted to launch a podcast, scale my business, launch a group program, publish a book that's already been written. But becoming a parent for the first time meant the things I wanted to do the most took a back seat. Now, parenthood is an incredible blessing. Please do not misunderstand me. It has been a roller coaster since welcoming our son into this world, and I truly don't think there's a more perfect human than this little man, and I am completely biased. But still, I'm a coach. I love goals. I believe in setting intentions and going for them, no matter what. But there are times when God has other plans for your time, when the desires of your heart are met in a different way, when the plans you have are on pause for a while, so you can discover a whole new side of yourself. And that's okay. More than okay, it's part of this incredible faith journey of entrepreneurship and doing life on my terms. So what did I learn this past year? Number one, accept the season you are in. The last year was about transitioning. Once I finally surrendered to it, not to what I thought it should look like, I was able to flow in this new season of mamahood. Number two, motherhood has to be learned, like everything else new in your life. As a confident, successful woman who is good at getting things done and being in control, I had so many moments where I felt totally out of my depth. But once I started thinking about this gig as a totally new career, I adjusted my expectations for myself. You learn by doing it, like everything else in life. Number three, invest in your support circle. I have had so many close friends check in me during these last few months, and family members come and sit in on the really hard shifts. You mothers know what I'm talking about. Without them, life would have been a lot harder. I felt I had little to give, but the truth is, I had been investing in these relationships for years. So for my circle to show up for me was such a blessing, but also reaping what I'd been sowing. Invest in your friendships and your circle of close people. You really become who you spend time with. Number four, delay is not denial. There have been times over the past year when I felt like my goals were over. I was a mother. I had to shut down that part of me and only focus on caring for this little person. But God puts desires in our heart for a reason. And just because something isn't happening right now doesn't mean it's not meant to. Trust God's timing and have faith you are exactly where you need to be right now. This year, I'm intent on stepping into everything that is meant for me, in parenthood, in business, in relationships, in health. I'm open to the possibilities God has for me this year. Yes, it's life on my terms, but I am His creation. I want you to know that no matter where you're starting from, maybe last year was amazing and you were super pumped for this year, go you! Or you feel exhausted and pain and regret over the past year. I feel you, I hear you, I see you. And I invite you to change your story this year and to fully step into what is meant for you. Imagine New Year's Eve. What would be absolutely devastating if you did not complete or achieve? And on the flip side, what would you be celebrating? I mean, really celebrating. Like, throw a massive party and invite everyone and shout it from the rooftops and do a live stream on Instagram. What would make you so proud of yourself to accomplish? Go for that. Life is short. Things change so quickly, and I truly believe there's something incredible, personal, and awesome that each person was created to accomplish. So please, please, don't let another year go by without fully showing up for you and sharing everything that God has placed inside you. That weirdness, that thing, that hard to put in a box quality that people seem to be drawn to you for, it's there for a reason. Start becoming who you were meant to be today. It's your year, it's your time, and I'm here to support you, encourage you, challenge you, and just share my own journey along the way. I'm not perfect. I'm just a girl from Georgia who's decided again to totally go for it, this time with a baby in tow. And I invite you to do the same. Here's to your awesome year. If you want some coaching or God-sense advice, I'd love to support you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question, and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.